Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, why does your cat's tongue feel like sandpaper? Tips on cutting pet care costs, and we'll hear about new apps for you and your pets. We'll start with this from PBS NewsHour. Ever wondered why your cat's tongue feels like sandpaper? This was written by Joshua Cassidy. Even after thousands of years of sharing our homes, cats still remain mysterious. For one thing, they spend an inordinate amount of time grooming themselves, up to half of their waking hours. But all of that primping isn't about vanity. For ambush predators like cats, staying clean is a matter of life and death. By looking closely at cats' tongues, research at MIT and Georgia Tech reveals clues to cats' predatory prowess and finds inspiration for new technologies. Ever wondered why a cat's tongue feels like sandpaper? Well, let's take a closer look. Cats' tongues are covered in little spines. They're called papillae, and they look like tiny hooks. They're made of keratin, just like human fingernails, says Alexis Noel, a researcher at Georgia Tech. The spines on a cat's tongue point in the same direction, making it easier to free the shed fur off the tongue and back towards the cat's throat. Fur sticks to the cat's tongue and is detangled as it runs between the papillae. While home for the holidays one year, Noel noticed her family's cat, Murphy, accidentally getting his tongue caught on a blanket while grooming himself. Murphy was able to easily free himself from the temporary tongue trap by pushing his tongue back against the blanket, but not before Noel noticed the tiny spines caught in the blanket's weave. The individual spines are even shaped like miniature cat claws with a very sharp end, Noel said. They're able to penetrate any sort of tangle or knot and tease it apart. As a doctoral candidate in mechanical engineering with an interest in natural models, Noel is fascinated by the efficiency of cats' tongues in keeping them clean. Inspired by that observation, Noel decided to study cat tongues by creating a model that replicates the tiny spines. She scanned a specimen of a cat tongue and 3D printed out the structure at 400% scale. The model is covered in spines that all point in the same direction, making it easier to remove the trapped fur. She sent the artificial cat's tongue through its paces inside a machine that drags the model across a patch of fake fur. To clean a traditional hairbrush, you need to pluck the hairs out from between the bristles. Noelle's cat tongue model was much easier to clean. She simply ran her finger across the surface in the same direction as the spines. Noel thinks this technology may one day lead to better grooming or cleaning tools for people and pets, and might even be used to create soft robots that can more gently interact with humans. Cats groom for several reasons. In addition to detangling their fur, it removes parasites and their eggs. It also redistributes oils produced by the cat's skin that provide the fur with some waterproofing. Like house cats, bobcats meticulously groom themselves in order to help hide from prey. Vets will tell you not to clean your cat, Noel said, because you're removing all of their protective oils and they have the habit of cleaning themselves. It's also another way to show trust between cats. Friendly cats tend to groom each other. And if a cat trusts you, it will groom its human. But perhaps the most important reason to stay clean is that, as ambush predators, cats need to hide their smell from prey. Prey species tend to be on the lookout for danger, and one whiff of the wrong odor can give the cat away. As dedicated carnivores, cats' pointed teeth perform well when it comes to piercing flesh and tearing meat from the bone. Like most other mammals that are predators, cats have wide mouths to help them sink their teeth deep into their prey. The large opening on the sides of their mouth helps them get a better bite. But according to Sung Wan, Sunny Jung, a researcher now at Virginia Tech, the downside of that mouth shape is drooling. While working at MIT, Jung collaborated with Roman Stocker, Pedro Reyes, and Jeffrey Aristoff to study why cats use a lapping technique to drink. Due to the large openings on the sides, once cats have water in their mouth, the water will flow out, Jung said. The wide corners of their mouths make it difficult for them to create suction with their lips. Instead, they lap water with their tongues to drink. The team of researchers studied high-speed video of cats to show how they flick the surface of the water with the top side of the tip of their tongues. Cats place their tongue on the water surface and then lift the tongue very rapidly and create the nice column of water, Jung said. Before the column pinches off and breaks into two pieces, they bite the column of water and drink it. The cat bites the column at just the right moment to get as much water as possible while also keeping its face dry. The MIT team created a model that mimics the way cats create the column. Researchers used a glass disc that rests directly on the water's surface. They adjusted the acceleration of the disc up from the surface to find the optimal rate. Too fast and the disc doesn't get a chance to draw as much water up into the column. Too slow and gravity has a chance to pull the water back to the surface. They discovered that house cats tend to lap water about 4 times a second, while larger species of cats like lions and tigers lap slower as their body mass increases. The larger species also capture a greater amount of water per lap compared to the smaller species. This report was produced by KQED's Deep Look. You can view the original report on its website. Next, cutting pet care costs from the ASPCA. As responsible pet parents, we have an obligation to care for our furry friends in sickness and in health. But as pet care costs rise, how do we do what's best for our pet? Here are a few tips to help you save money on your pet's health care. First, schedule regular checkups. Don't skip your pet's yearly exam. It's much more expensive and risky to treat illnesses than to protect against them. It's also a good idea to shop veterinary practices by comparing fees for preventive care. Personalize your pet's vaccines. Some vaccines are optional, while others are essential in preventing serious diseases. Never skip any shots required by local laws or mandatory for your pet's protection. But do talk to your vet about personalizing your pet's vaccine protocol. Spay or neuter your pet. Spaying or neutering your pet can save a lot of money by preventing serious health problems, including uterine, ovarian, and testicular cancers. Many local shelters provide resources for low or no-cost spay-neuter surgeries. Visit our online database to find a low-cost program in your area. If you live in New York City, check out the mobile clinics serving the 5 boroughs. Brush your pet's teeth. Dental disease can lead to heart and kidney problems and expensive procedures. Start a dental routine to keep your pet's teeth and gums healthy. Ask your veterinarian what products to use and how often. Don't use toothpaste made for people, which contains fluoride and sometimes xylitol and may irritate your pet's stomach. Visit our dog grooming tips page to learn more on the ASPCA website. Protect your pet from parasites. Flea and tick infestations can cause a host of costly medical problems, from minor skin irritations to life-threatening blood loss. Stick with a topical flea and tick solution to keep the critters at bay. And make sure to only use products as directed. Never use a product intended for a dog on a cat. And you can visit the flea and tick page on the ASPCA's website to learn more about that. Next, toss the cigarettes. Secondhand smoke is no joke for pets. It can cause asthma, bronchitis, lymphoma, and oral, nasal, and lung cancers. Quit now, and you'll save money on vet bills. At the very least, avoid smoking around your pet. Consider pet health insurance. If the cost of an emergency veterinary visit or serious illness would be a financial strain, consider investing in pet health insurance while your pet is healthy. Be sure to read the fine print, though. Not all plans are created equal. Buy high-quality pet food. A good quality pet food formulated under the guidelines of the American Association of Feed Control Officials is often more cost-effective than a homemade diet. Avoid overfeeding your pet, which can lead to obesity and other health problems. And there is a dog nutrition tip and cat nutrition tip page on the ASPCA for more about that. And finally, groom your pets at home. Save the price of a visit to your groomer with regular nail trimmings and brushings. It's good for your pet. It will reduce the amount of hair floating around your home, and your cats will have fewer hairballs. And you can find more on this and other things at the ASPCA.org website. And now from Dog Time, the top pet apps. We'll start with Doggy Dates. Doggy Dates Appetite Labs. Walking your pup just got a lot more interactive and fun. A social network for dog lovers, Doggy Dates is a GPS-based app that allows users to find other pooches nearby by marking their territory and friend them to play games. The dog translator from Ronald Bell. Always guessing what Rex is trying to tell you when he barks? Now you don't have to. This app lets users record their dog's barks and analyzes them to tell you what he's really trying to say. No more crystal tennis ball. The Dog Vacay from Dog Vacay Inc. Problem? You have to find a dog sitter and a good one fast, and you want to get updates on him while you're away. Solution: Dog Vacay app. This handy app allows you to schedule a vetted, insured dog sitter who can send daily photo updates right to your smartphone. Game for Dogs from Airship Software. Have a howl of a time playing together. This app lets you and your canine companion chase the virtual squeaky toy together. Pet First Aid from Jive Media. No pet owner ever wants to deal with an emergency, but wouldn't it be easier if all the help you needed was in your pocket? This app includes the latest information, photos, and videos of how to care for everything from broken bones to accidental poisonings. The Pet Minder Pro from IES. This easy-to-use app gives you color-coded reminders and helps you seamlessly keep track of the care you give your four-legged family friends. You'll never forget feedings, medications, vet appointments, and even timed potty breaks for your new puppy. Red means your pet has an urgent need, and green means you can relax and enjoy that furry face. The Petometer from Triad Retail Media. Want to know exactly how long and fast your dog walk route is, as well as keep track of your walks with a mapped out area? Then check out Petometer. This app will also let you sync walking reminders with your calendar and receive a recommended list of exercises. And for the cats, Catfishing from Purina. Dogs don't have to have all the fun. If your kitty loves to fish, or even if she loves watching them swim, she'll have a possum time with this game. Tap start on an iPad, and your cat can use her paws to fish to her heart's content. Plus, the game gets harder with every fish caught. You can read more about that on dogtime.com. And from Cat Times, Stephanie Dwilson, there are a lot of entertaining phone and tablet apps out there, but some of them are also just downright silly. If you're looking for a way to pass your time with a cat-focused app, these might just do the trick. They've certainly passed my test. And we'll start with Cat Piano Jr. No, Cat Piano doesn't teach your cat to play the keyboard. Instead, it is self-described as being like having a sack of angry cats. in your pocket. This iPad app, created by George Taliesin, plays a different meow sound for each note on the keyboard. It comes in three cat voice options with 14 octaves, guaranteed to drive your cat crazy. If you pay for the full version, you can get 10 cat voices and two cat mixes. One of the voices is called Angelic Meow. This app should not be mixed up with Cat Piano for Android by DBD Soft, which features a cat's paws playing different songs on a digital keyboard, which is also pretty silly. The Human to Cat Translator. Ever wonder what your cat is saying to you when she meows? Well, this app won't tell you, but it'll do a great job of pretending to let you know. Available for Apple and Android, this app will instantly translate anything your cat says into English. It also includes a soundboard of 8 high-quality cat sounds, just in case the translator wasn't enough by itself. Cat Facts. Inspired by a Cat Facts meme that went super viral, Cat Facts is an Android app by Venco that lets you send 5 free anonymous cat facts to anyone you want, just to surprise them. You also have the option of sending dog or sloth facts if you prefer, but these just don't have the same ring to them as cat facts. The app is actually quite pretty and lets you see the entire conversation, control how frequently the facts are sent, and automate the entire process. There are numerous similar apps also available for iPhone. And the Cat Toy or Cat Alone 2. If you're looking for an app for your cat rather than for you, then Cat Alone 2, also called Cat Toy, is the way to go. This app, available for Android and Apple, features 6 stages of insects and other little creatures that your cat will try to catch as they run across the screen. Will this scratch up your phone or tablet? That's not really the point. The point is that the highly rated app will entertain your cat for hours on end. Now, if you want something a little more sophisticated, consider the Cat Snaps app, also available for Android or Apple. This app features a laser pointer and other items that shine on the screen, designed specifically for your cat to paw at. But it comes with a twist. When your cat paws at the object on the screen, the app will take a selfie picture of your cat. You can read more about these at cattime.com. From the March 2016 issue of the Telegraph UK by Saffron Alexander, why getting a pet in retirement might just be the best thing you'll ever do. For many of us, our retirement years can be an incredibly lonely and isolated period of our lives. Fortunately, there are many ways to combat this, from joining a club to getting a pet. Research consistently shows that owning a pet in retirement can be extremely beneficial to your health. Data from animal charity Cats Protection, carried out by leading health psychologist Dr. June McNichols, found that owning a cat can have a myriad of positive effects on older adults. The charity surveyed almost 1,000 over 55s and found that 70% reported their cat made them laugh at least once a day and had the ability to lead to social interaction. Andrew McCulloch, chief executive of the Mental Health Foundation, says that caring for a pet can improve a person's well-being. The bond between you and your pet can be as strong as between people. Choosing a pet in retirement is increasingly becoming a desirable option, with new research from Saga, a British company focused on serving the needs of those aged 50 and over, revealing that 63% of dog owners over 50 say they got their pet after they retired, and 43% of cat owners over 50 saying the same. 50% of those who are over 50 do not currently own a pet and are not retired yet. said they would consider getting a dog when they retire, while 8% said they would opt for a cat. Kevin McMullen, head of pet insurance at Saga, commented, "Retiring can be a shock to your system as you lose your routine when you stop working. So it's not surprising that our research shows many of these Saga generations think that entering retirement can be the perfect time to get a pet. As well as helping to restore a routine, owning a pet can give a boost to your health and be great for your social life. Pets have also been known to help people relax, reduce stress levels, speed up recovery after illness, and reduce blood pressure and cholesterol levels, making them less likely to suffer from a heart attack. Pets as therapy provide a visiting service in hospitals, hospices, and care homes all across the UK, enhancing the health and well-being of the older adults in those communities through their behaviorally assessed animals. One volunteer reported on a woman in their care. One lady did not talk, but when we put Vroom, a cat, next to her, she just stroked him, and her smile really lit up the room. So, how do you choose the pet that will be perfect for you? The answer will vary between individuals as people choose pets for different reasons. In the Age UK, keeping pets in private retirement and sheltering housing, a good practice guide, they write. Some want the warmth, love, and affection of a furry mammal. For others, it will be the restful, relaxing effect of watching fish in a tank, while others will want the different types of relationship and challenge that comes with owning a bird or reptile. Pets for Homes recommend you consider several important factors when choosing a pet to accompany you in your later years, including size, health issues, and age. Size is an important factor simply because a large dog might accidentally knock an older person over. However, too small, you might end up tripping over their little canine friend. This means choosing a dog that is somewhere in between, but one which is not too heavy to be picked up or have sitting on your lap when it's cuddle time. The other thing you need to think about are any health issues that certain breeds are prone to suffer from. The last thing you want is to have to cope with a little four-legged friend that is going to get sick farther down the line. A lot of pedigree brands do tend to suffer from congenital health issues, whereas mixed breeds are usually a lot more robust health-wise. They also recommend choosing an older dog instead of a younger one, as their energy levels will be lower, and with an adult dog, any health issues should already be apparent, so there would be no unwelcome surprises later on. And here is a touching story from the AnimalRescueSite.com by Julie E.H. A note attached to their cat's collar brings back the most loving memory from a cat owner. A UK couple lost their cat suddenly, and they were totally heartbroken. They had him since he was a kitten, and he almost certainly was part of the family, but they had no idea that he also became an important part of someone else's life. Bear and his brother Teddy were inseparable. They carefully roamed the neighborhood and went on special cat adventures. They left together and returned together. But then Teddy was, sadly, on his own. Then the most incredible thing happened 2 weeks after Bear's passing. Teddy appeared back home one day with a note attached to his collar. It read that a neighbor a few doors down had been worried sick about Bear, that he had suddenly disappeared, and she wanted to know what happened. And there were always two cats that had visited her, and now there was only one. "Dear owner," it reads, "I'm your neighbor living in 4. I'm also your cat's close friends, as they, two cats, are used to coming in my room every day. But one of them, a bigger one, has disappeared for 2 weeks. Is he okay? I'm so worried about him. He is so lovely cat and always touched my heart. Wish he is fine." And it was signed YT. The couple attached a note back onto Teddy's collar with their email address explaining that Bear had suddenly crossed the Rainbow Bridge. The email they then received the next morning completely shocked them. Turned out Bear's good friend was an exchange student from China. She was pretty lonely being away from home and really bonded to Bear. He filled a void for her as she would read her presentations to him, and he sat on a chair across from her. She would speak to him about school and home, and she found a true friend in this special cat. She even sent the couple pictures she had taken of Bear and Teddy. The couple was amazed. They had no idea that their beloved cat had touched someone else's life like this. They met up with the exchange student, and she brought flowers to Bear's grave so she could say a proper goodbye. This story is proof that our animals do so much more for their people than they or we will ever truly realize. That will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening, and please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.